we studied the living water in Ezekiel.
这是从圣殿流出来的。
This flowed out from the temple.
而且是往东流出来的。
And it flowed from the east.
我们知道以西结书里面有两种的殿。
And we know that in Ezekiel there are two types of temples.
第一个殿是物质的殿。
The first is the physical temple.
就是在以西结书的开头, 所提到的。
Which was mentioned in the beginning of the book of Ezekiel.
那因为以色列百姓拜偶像,
and due to the idol worshipping of the Israelites,
所以神的荣耀离开这个殿,
so God's glory departed from this temple.
那以后, 这个殿就被拆毁了,
and so this temple was later destroyed.
但是到了以西结的后面呢, 就提到另外一个殿,
but near the end of Ezekiel, there is another mention of another kind of temple.
是40章以后。
This is from verse chapter 40 and beyond.
那这个殿是建在高山上。
And this new temple is established on the high mountain.
那我们仔细读40章以后，这个殿呢，其实是属灵的，不是物质的殿。
And if we continue reading the description of this temple, we find that it is a spiritual and not a physical temple.
那非常宝贵就是这个活水从殿流出来。
And what is very precious about this temple is that the living water flows from it.
而且从 流到东方,
and it flowed toward the east.
那这个水流过的地方, 哦, 咸的会变甜的,
and wherever the water passes through, the salty will become sweet.
真的我们在真教会得的圣灵非常宝贵。
Truly, the Holy Spirit we receive in the true church is precious.
人生本来是很苦的, 哦, 但是如果真的被圣灵这个活水流过去, 被活水所充满, 我们发现我们的人生是很甜美的。
Because our life on earth is very bitter, but once this Holy, the water of the Holy Spirit flows through us, we find sweetness in life.
这个甜美就是因为有神在我们里面。
And this sweetness is due to the abidance of God inside us.
那这个甜美就是让你觉得活得很好。
And this sweetness allows life to be to be able to live joyfully.
我觉得这个水很有力量，一流过去啊。 死都变活的,
this water is powerful. Whatever it flows through, even the dead become alive.
这是圣灵的功效。
This is the effect and power of the Holy Spirit.
水所流过的地方, 树都会结果子。
And wherever the water passes through, the trees will bear fruit.
如果我们真的是被圣灵充满, 我们常常会结果子。
And if we are truly if we're constantly filled by the Holy Spirit, we will bear fruit always.
真耶稣教会的宝贝, 就是从圣殿所流出来的活水。
So the treasure in the true Jesus Church is this living water that flows from the temple.
今天那个活水就要流到我们心里面。
And today this living water will flow into our heart.
凡是渴慕去追求的人都会体会到这个活水的 所带给我们的福气。
Whoever longs and desires after this living water will be able to taste and enjoy its blessings.
那在以西结书里面呢, 还有提到另外一个意象。
Ezekiel also mentions of another vision.
就是37章,
which is mentioned in chapter 37.
37章的第一节。
37 chapter verse 1.
神的灵降在我身上, 神借着他的灵带我出去, 放我在平原中, 这平原满了骸骨。
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones.
这个地方说, 神的灵或他的手降在我身上, 然后以西结就开始看异象。
Here's the spirit or the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel and he saw a vision.
这个异象就不是肉眼所看到的。
And this vision was not seen by the physical eye.
是在灵里面所看到的。
But rather he saw it in the spirit.
那这个是神的作为。
These are the works of God.
比方说有的人在聚会的时候看到异象, 天使在点名。
For example, some may in the prayer they may see, or in the service they may see angels counting attendance.
那有的人在洗礼的时候看到异象, 天开了。
While others during baptism they see a vision of the heavens being opened.
那这个都是 神的作为在灵里面让我们看到。
These are all the works of God that are made visible to us in the spirit.
那异象的目的就是要坚固我们的信心。
The purpose of these visions are to strengthen our faith.
本来我们肉眼看不到的, 我们常常以为那是不存在的。
For what we cannot see with our physical eyes, we often count it as not existing.
但是圣经这样写，而且神开我们眼睛，让我们看到，我们知道那是存在的，但是那是灵界的存在。
But the Bible records these things as true, and that these things exist in the spirit.
所以有时候我们在教会里面啊，照着圣经的预言，当大家被圣灵充满的时候，有时候神常常让我们看异象，做异梦。
So in the church, according to the promise of the Bible, oftentimes people will see visions as well as see visions in their dreams.
而且很奇妙，有一些人好像在非洲，他圣经不太懂，但你跟他问他看到那个异象就是跟圣经一样。
And it's very wondrous that even though in Africa, many people may not have a clear understanding of the Bible, but the visions they see are what is also described in the scriptures.
所以我们圣经一对，发现这个意象是从神来的。
And so when we match it with the what is written in the Bible, we know that these visions are from God.
他也不认识字他也不懂得圣经，他怎么能够讲得这么清楚？
Because these brothers and sisters in Africa are illiterate, and yet they can describe their visions so vividly.
那将来我们到天国就不需要意象。
But one day when we enter into heavenly kingdom, we no longer need visions.
因为到天国你已经看见了。
Because we will see heaven.
我们用灵体在灵界里面看见。
And our spiritual bodies will be in the spiritual realm, and we will be able to see everything with our spiritual eyes.
我们看见了神。
Including God, who we will be able to see.
这是我们现在看不到的。
And God is something that we cannot see in our current state.
在以西结先知里面他看到什么？
And so for prophet Ezekiel, what did he see?
第二节特别描写在平原骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
In verse 2, it says that there were many bones in the valley, and it was they were indeed very dry.
所以这是讲 一堆死人的骨头。
It says it describes the bones of dead people.
这个死人的骨头，第一个没有生命，第二个也没有价值。
First, these bones have no life, and they have no value.
谁愿意拿到这个死人的骨头呢？
Who was willing to take upon these bones of dead people?
所以没有人愿意的。
No one is willing.
那到底这个死人的骨头是代表什么？
So what do these bones represent?
十一节。
Verse 11.
主对我说，人子啊，这骸骨就是以色列家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们惊觉灭尽。
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off.
因为他们去拜偶像。
And because they worshipped idols.
那这个神的荣耀就离开他们。
So God's glory departed from them.
神的恩典就离开他们。
And his grace departed from them.
而且神已经预言要借着巴比伦帝国把他们刑罚，把他们整个都掳去。
And God had already prophesied that the kingdom of Babylon will take them captive.
所以这些以色列百姓虽然活着，但是其实已经在死亡的阴影笼罩之下。
And so even though the Israelites are physically still living, yet spiritually they are under this shadow of death.
所以十一节说我们的指望失去了。
And so in verse 11 it says our hope is lost.
就是说我们的骨头都枯干了。
It means our bones are dry.
也就是说在神面前这些拜偶像的以色列百姓是没有价值的，是没有生命。
Which means that before God, these idol worshipping Israelites are no longer have value, no longer have life.
但是圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
虽然神很公义地惩罚他们。
Although God punished them justly.
但是神也很慈爱。
But yet he is still merciful.
在神的惩罚之后，神要叫他们再复兴起来。
And so after he punished them, he allowed them to restore themselves.
所以圣经里面说，一夜虽然哭泣，早晨又必欢呼。
And so the Bible says that even though the night may give way to sorrow, but the next day will bring forth joy and gladness.
我们拜神的人，有时候做错事情，或者生活离开了神，被神管教真的有时候会流眼泪。
And when we depart from God, or when we do things against the will of God, sometimes we will be punished, and it will cause us to shed some tears.
但是早晨又必欢呼。
But the next morning, there shall be newness and gladness.
因为神的慈爱又在向我们显明。
Because God's mercy is once again revealed to us.
所以 这一对死人的骨头，再接下去看，我们就看到一个很大的神迹，这是人做不到的。
So if we continue reading this chapter, we see a great miracle that is described.
哦，我们看第五节。
Let's read verse five.
啊，主对这个啊骸骨如此说：要是气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
Thus says the Lord God to these bones: Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
啊，这个骨头啊。死人的骨头到时候会变得活起来。
These bones of dead people will become alive.
没有一个人做得到这个神迹。
No one on earth can perform this kind of a miracle.
使病人好，这医生可能做得到。
Doctors may be able to cause a sick person to become better.
但是让死的人活过来，这是医生做不到的。
But doctors it's impossible for doctors to allow a dead person to come alive.
那人做不到，神做出来就是神迹。
And so if a man cannot achieve this, but God can, this is what we consider a miracle.
那这个第五节讲这个死人要活起来，一个关键就是啊，神的气息进到他们里面。
And so we see that the key element that allows these bones to live is this breath that enters into them.
啊，这个气息就是神的气息。
And this breath is the breath of God.
那这个气息是什么？
What is exactly is this breath?
这个气息就是。使徒行传里面讲哦，圣灵降临的时候。
This is the same breath that's recorded in the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit came down.
他们感觉到有大风吹过。
That they felt the mighty wind rushing by.
那个风啊，原来就是气息。
And this wind is the breath.
是很有能力的。
And it's a very powerful breath.
那这个气息也指着创世纪里面啊，神创造人类的那个吹的一口气。
And this breath also refers to that breath. That God breathed into Adam in Genesis.
所以人的气息就是人的气息，气断了就死了。
And so human breath, we have this breath, and once this breath is over, our life has ended.
但是神的气息却不一样。
But God's breath is different.
啊，这个气息就是圣灵。
And this breath is the Holy Spirit.
啊，就是他的灵。
It is His Spirit.
我们看创世纪第二章。
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第七节
Genesis 2 verse 7
神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
诗篇说，神知道我们的本质原来是尘土。
And so here we know that our nature is made of dust.
真的是这样，第七节讲得很清楚，神用尘土造人。
It says here in verse 7 that God formed man of the dust of the ground.
但是尘土造的人，这个人只有人的形状，但是还是尘土啊。
And so even though this man was formed from the dust, but yet it only has the shape of a human being.
那关键就是神吹了一口气。
And this key element is the breath that God breathed into his nostrils.
那他就成为有灵的活人。
And then he became a man, a living being.
圣经描写说这个叫做照着神的形象造的。
And the Bible describes this as created according to the image of God.
这个神的形象不只是外在的。
This image of God is not only the external image.
主要是讲内在的。
But more importantly, it's referring to the internal.
所以人被造的时候，那个内在的本性，那内在的人的这个品德，就是神吹的那一口气的时候就形成了。
And so when human beings are formed, this inner character is breathed intoby the breath of life of God.
所以神的这一口气不但还有能力，而且还有神的本质、神的本性在里面。
So this breath of life is not only powerful and effective, but it also contains God's divine nature and qualities inside.
所以这一口气非常重要。
So this breath is a very important one.
那后来人犯罪了。
And so man later sinned.
所以人就神的形象就没有了。
And the image of God was tarnished.
所以从灵界上看来。
And so from a spiritual perspective.
没有得到救恩虽然活着其实是死的。
Although the people's bodies were still alive, but spiritually speaking, they were already dead.
所以主耶稣说圣经说主耶稣出来传福音了。应验以赛亚书说有大光照耀住在死荫幽谷的人。
And so when Jesus came and he spoke of the prophecy in Isaiah, saying that there will be a light to shine into the valley of the shadow of darkness.
啊，在神看起来没有得到救恩的人，就是一堆死人的骨头。
Because in the eyes of God, those that have not received salvation are like dead, dry bones.
啊，是没有生命，也没有价值，
也
没有尊贵。
No value and no honor.
好，但是这个是可以改变的。
But these things can be changed.
哦，这就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以我们回到以西结书的37章。
So if we return back to Ezekiel 37.
哦，第五节。
Verse 5.
我要使气息进到里面，你们就活了。
I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
哦，这个就是一个属灵很大的改变。
This is a great spiritual transformation.
从死变成活。
From death into life.
哦，就好像当时神吹在那个他所造的尘土里面。
Just like that breath that God had breathed into the human being made from dust.
哦，那我们再看第七节。
And let's also read verse 7.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，鼓与鼓相连着。第八节。
Verse 8.
我看观看，见骸骨上有筋，筋也长肉，肉又有皮上遮在其上，只是还没有气息。第九节。
Verse 9.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言说。主如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这个被杀的人身上，使他们都活了。这个第八节说，气息啊，要从四方而来。
Verse 8, it says that this breath shall come from
吹在这些被杀死人的身上。
This breath shall come and come onto these dead bones.
第十节。
Verse 10.
于是我说，气息就进到骸骨，骸骨变活了，站起来成为极大的军队。
And so these breath came into them, and they lived, stood on their feet, and became an exceedingly great army.
所以这一堆死人的骨头不但活起来，变成极大的军队。
So these dead bones not only became alive, but they formed an exceedingly great army.
那军队要做什么？
And what was this army used for?
军队就是要打战。
Army is used to fight.
这是神的军队。
And this is the army of God.
这是要为着神的国在打战。
And they will fight for the kingdom of God.
所以一堆死人的骨头到最后能够成为军队来为神打战。
And so these dead bones can eventually become an army of the Lord to help fight for his kingdom.
关键就是这个气息从神吹到它里面。
And the key is this breath of God that is breathed into them.
那今天这个到底对我们有什么关系？
So today, what does this exactly have to do with us?
其实旧约圣经这个37章的预言呢，就是在使徒教会发生。
Actually, this prophecy recorded in chapter 37 occurred during the time of the during the apostolic time.
那使徒教会发生，就是在末世的真教会要重新发生。
And when it occurred in the apostolic church, it will also occur again in the end, the true church in the end times.
我们看使徒行传二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
37节。
Acts 2 verse 37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得跟其余使徒说：“我们应当怎么行？”
Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
38节。
Verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人的悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，
Peter,
就必领受所应许的圣灵。”
Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
那时候有3000个人在听彼得讲道。
And there are 3,000 that were listening to Peter speak.
但是彼得告诉他们说，你们洗礼罪才得赦免。
Peter tells them that they must be baptized for the remission of sins.
所以这个3000人都还没有洗礼啊。
So these 3,000 were yet baptized.
没有洗礼的人都是死在罪里面的。
Those who are yet baptized are all living in sin, are dead in sin.
在灵里面，虽然肉体活着，在灵里面都是死在罪里面。
And they're all considered spiritually dead in sin.
所以当时在听到的人在听到的，从属灵上来讲，就是3000对的死人的骨头在那里。
And so we can say that the 3,000 that were listening to Peter speak, those unbaptized were like 3,000 dead and dry bones.
就是没有生命啊。
They have no life.
但是这些人觉得扎心。
But these people were cut to the heart.
他们想要接受救恩。
And they resolved to receive salvation.
所以特别圣经特别应许说，你罪得赦就要领受圣灵。
And the Bible specifically mentions that for the remission of sins, You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This gift of the Holy Spirit is God's breath being breathed into them. It is the reoccurrence of what happened in Ezekiel 37. And so later they were baptized. They received the Holy Spirit. And they were filled by the Spirit. And when they were filled by the Spirit, we noticed two phenomena occur. Adam had the breath of God breathe into him. And he had the image of God. And these 3,000 also had the Spirit of God breathe into them. And they were filled by the Spirit. And then we will notice that in their lives, they live out the image of Christ. So that before God, they were precious and they lived an abundant life. And so if we read from verse 43, they performed many wonders and signs and were filled with the power of God. And they were filled with love. And so they lived together and shared everything. And they were filled with joy. And they were filled with purity. And they often fellowship with one another. And this kind of a lifestyle is what we are all striving after. That we can all live together peacefully and harmoniously. And can love one another. And our life can be full of the grace of God. And can be filled with the joy of God. And this kind of life is indeed possible in Christ. And if we all breathe into by the Spirit of God and filled with it, then our human nature and quality will change. And we'll see that when we come to church, we'll be very glad and joyful. Just like in the time of the Acts. Everyone was transformed. So people can't get along with each other, mainly due to different personalities and different opinions. And so oftentimes we need a lot to bear with them and have a lot of patience. But when the breath of God is breathed into us, and the words of God are revealed to us through the scripture, we can create a new world from within. And our perspective and our mindset will gradually veer towards that of the Bible. And our personalities will change to become more like Christ.
And
so when our perspective, when our mindset is like Christ, the church will become more peaceable and joyful to others.
所以只要我们的追求对准神，这样一直在进步， 你就会发现哦， 我们来教会越来越喜乐。
So as long as our goal and our pursuit is after being more and more like Christ, and we'll find that when we come to church, we'll be even more and more joyful.
如果整个教会渐渐都被圣灵充满，
And if the church is gradually filled by the Spirit,
那个神的气吹在我们身上，
God's breath is breathed into us,
我们渐渐有神的形象，
And we gradually have the image of God.
在灵里面变成非常美的一个人，
And in the Spirit we become a very beautiful person.
美就是可以让你来欣赏，
And this kind of beauty can be admired by others.
美就是一种属灵的价值。
And a beauty is a kind of a spiritual value.
让你得到了, 你不想要放掉它。
That once we receive it, we do not want to give it up or let it go.
所以我们教会的追求, 最重要不是说我靠着主耶稣要在世界上什么发大财，要做什么。 很多世界上的福利,
and so our pursuit, what we strive after, is not after asking God to bless us with abundant possessions and a luxurious life in this world. What's the most important in our life of faith is that through the help of God, our life can be transformed.
改变跟主耶稣一样。
Transformed to be like Christ.
改变跟使徒时代的信徒一样。
Transformed to be like the apostles.
使神的国在我们当中降临。
So that the kingdom of God can be here amongst us.
有公义、平安、喜乐。
It has righteousness. It has joy and it has peace.
就没有罪。
And without sin.
大家很平安。
And everyone is at peace.
非常喜乐。
And very joyful.
那这样的生活就是在地如天。
And this kind of a lifestyle is like heaven on earth.
这不是不可能的。
This is not impossible.
这是可能的。
It's indeed very possible.
使徒行传第二章刚刚开始的教会就是这样。
In Acts chapter 2, the first apostolic church was like this.
但是这个关键是第二章的第一节开始，神的风吹过去。
But the key is recorded in chapter 2, verse 1, when the wind, the mighty wind of God, rushed through.
他们被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
改变就开始了。
And this transformation then began.
而且这个使徒行传这一3000个人得圣灵以后，后来真的变成一个大的军队。
And these 3,000, after receiving the Holy Spirit, they indeed became a mighty army.
到了这个使徒行传的第四章开始，逼迫就来了。
And starting from Acts chapter 4, persecution came about.
那使徒行传到了第七章。
And in Acts chapter 7,
这个逼迫就变成非常的厉害。
The persecution was intensified.
斯提凡就被石头打死了。
And Stephen was stoned to death.
神的恩典很丰富。
God's grace was abundant.
但是魔鬼的工作也很明显。
But the work of the devil is also very apparent.
所以这个有时候是同时存在的。
And so sometimes they coexist.
所以神的恩典并不是等于我们外在没有困难。
And so God's grace does not indicate that we will not suffer any kinds of trials or tribulations.
所以我们看使徒行传，他们生活困难还是很大。
And so we see in the apostolic church, even though they lived in that way, yet they still faced a lot of difficulties.
当然很多的困难都是因为信仰而发生。
And of course, all these difficulties, many of them arose from their faith.
被抓去打，被下监。
They were beaten and they were imprisoned.
所以斯蒂凡死以后。
And so when Stephen was, after he died,
第八章第一节,
chapter 8, verse 1,
从这日起, 耶路撒冷教会大遭逼迫。
And from that day forward, the church in Jerusalem suffered great persecution.
除了使徒固守, 使徒教会在耶路撒冷之外,
And besides the apostles watching after the church in Jerusalem,
那其他的人就开始往外搬家。
Other people began to disperse.
然后第四节开始他们就搬到各地就开始传福音。
In verse 4, they were scattered and went everywhere preaching the word.
这个就是神的军队。
And this is the army of God.
就是为神打美好的仗。
And they fought the good fight for God.
那后来他们搬家到安提阿。
And then some were moved towards Antioch.
我们看11章，使徒行传11章。
Let's read Acts 11.
19节。
Acts 11 verse 19.
那一些因为斯提凡的事遭遇患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基、居比利跟安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，是向犹太人讲。我们再看二十一节。
So also read verse 21.
主与他们同工，信而归主的人就很多。这里说他们走到哪个地方就开始传福音。
Here it says that wherever they went about, they began to preach.
这个是圣灵充满了一群信徒。
And these people were a group filled with the Holy Spirit.
是神的气息吹在他们身上的信徒。
These were believers who had the breath of God breathed into them.
照以西结37章，他们是能够站起来成为军队的。
Just like in Ezekiel 37, they were able to stand upright and become a mighty army.
所以21节就很多人信耶稣。
And so in verse 21, a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
所以使徒行传就这样这样福音一直传到末了就传到罗马。
And so, and this is how the gospel was preached throughout the Acts and eventually reaching Rome.
今天这个圣灵降在我们身上是一样的。
And today, the Holy Spirit descends upon us in the same way.
我们对照我们真耶稣教会的发展跟使徒教会真的很相像。
If we look at the progress of the expansion of True Jesus Church, it is very similar to that of the apostolic time.
使徒教会的扩张是靠着移民。
Their dispersion or their expansion was due to the scattering of the people.
他们移到每个地方传福音。
And they scattered and immigrated into different areas and preached the word.
我们现在真耶稣教会。
And today, the True Jesus Church.
很多地方的教会的建立是因为移民。
Many of the establishments of the churches were due to people immigrating to other areas.
全世界的各个角落都有。
And so there are churches established in all the corners of the earth.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在看到这个以西结书三十七章，这些人变成极大的军队，这是一个极大的改变。
When we look at this great transformation, Ezekiel 37 of these bones becoming a mighty army.
今天我们需要的就是让这个气息不断的来吹过我们身上。
Today, what we need is to have this breath continually breathe into us.
让我们每一个人被圣灵充满
，so that we can always be filled by His Spirit.
让我们教会被圣灵充满
，so that our church can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们也能够跟使徒教会一样来为福音打美好的仗。
And in this way, we can be like the apostolic church and fight the good fight for the Lord.
我们来唱诗
，let us sing hymn.